escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breaking news here. Jeff Passan from ESPN.com. Outfielder Roman Anthony and the Red Sox are finalizing an 8-year, $130 million contract extension. They're paying a dude who has played like for 3 weeks, a little longer than that, more than anybody the Pirates have ever paid, if I'm not mistaken. Am I mistaken there? What was the Brian Reynolds contract? 110 in the end, I think. So this is interesting. This kid's 21. He made his debut June 9th. He's hitting 283 with an 828 OPS, a couple homers and 19 RBIs in 46 games. As Passan says, with elite patience and power potential, he has ascended to the top of the lineup and is widely viewed as a future MVP candidate. Why can't the Pirates ever get somebody who's good right away? Like O'Neill Cruz, we talked about, okay, is he the type of guy that you'd sign to a deal like that? And then it's like, maybe, and then a month later you're saying definitely, and then a month later, no way I would do that. It's like, you know, arguing about George Pickens or something. Like, it's never definite. This dude walks into the league at 21 for the Red Sox, no less. Not a team that's been tanking for 6 years and always chooses in the top 10. And here he is at 21, and everyone in the league agrees, yes, 8 years, $130 million. It's just another kick in the groin, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the Red Sox are showing you how you rebound from slumps. They win the World Series in 2018 and the whole thing with trading Mookie Betts, and then they were terrible for a few seasons.
He was a second-round pick.
And now they've rebounded and, I mean, are legitimate World Series contenders signing their young superstars for the foreseeable future.
God, it's just, it's unbearable at times. It really is. Why can't they ever find a guy like this? They're choosing in the top 10, and then that means you choose highly in every other round too. But you can't do it. They took him out of high school, for God's sakes, in 2022. Out of high school. And now this. Now the guy already looks like a star, and he has a $130 million contract. I don't know how much longer I can take this, Dominator. Intern Dom in today for City Limits. You?
I'm done taking it. Listen, here's my new frame of mind. I've chosen positivity for the rest of 2025.
All right.
Which is why I'm looking forward to the Steelers. I'm looking forward to the fall. I'm looking forward to pumpkin-flavored everything. I'm choosing positivity from this point forward. And I think I'm going to be happier for it.
So the Pirates chose Hunter Barco, 44. That may turn out. We'll see. He looks promising at the moment. Of course, they took him before the Brewers got Mizorowski in the same round. I think you take him, right? And then I don't even see where the Red Sox drafted this kid that year. Number 40. No, the Pirates had the 44th pick. Thomas Harrington, they took in the competitive balance round. I don't know.
He was taken 79th overall.
And they took Termar Johnson 4th overall. 79th overall, you said?
Correct.
Okay, in compensatory round, right. They take Termar Johnson with the 4th overall pick, and a guy who goes 79 signs a $130 million contract out of high school practically. It never ends. It just never ends. And who's a candidate for them to do this with? I guess Paul Skeens, but you ain't going to get it done for that. It's going to be more like a $500 million. Although the pony suggestion with the Zangrilli tweak makes a little bit of sense, to sign him 1 year into free agency and overpay him wildly for these next 4 years, what he would have gotten in pre-arbitration next year and then 3 years of arbitration. So it's worthwhile to him. And then the Zangrilli tweak is you give him an out of that first year of free agency. You give him an out from the 5th year of the contract, but it has to be something that would benefit the Pirates greatly. Like, you know, you win the Cy Young Award and whatever else that year, World Series MVP or something like that, and you get out of the contract with 1 year left. But I tend to think in the end, Dom, he's not going to spend 1 second more here than he has to. I don't give a damn what the contract is.
You know, I've said this ever since he was drafted. I legitimately feel like, and I don't know Paul Skeens from Adam, I think we'd get along just fine, but I've never met him, and I don't know him, nor do I pretend to. He seems like a guy, though, that if the Pirates could build a contender around him, he would be just fine staying in Pittsburgh as opposed to leaving for New York or L.A. or Philly. The issue is, they don't have a contending team around him.
Yeah, like Zangrilli said, we all want money, and I'm sure he's no different. So it would help if they had a good team around him, maybe. That would help their case, but it's just depressing. Now you see a kid who's, you know, how old is this dude? You know, 9? Roman Anthony, they practically drafted him out of middle school, the Red Sox.
He's 21. And he's my age.
3 years later, he has a $130 million contract. Anyway, I promised Bob Spillane. By the way, Limits said, I heard you're talking crap on this league. It's for charity, he said. No, nobody talked crap on the league, I said. We were talking crap on you. And he said, even better.
I'm all for charity.
Me
I'm
too.
Not all for wiffle ball.
Of course. Yes. Let's hear Bob Spillane tell us where this was taken from. He was talking about the Steelers a few years ago, how they apparently said, listen, we want you. We're going to sign you. Go out and get your offer, and we'll match it. We'll top it. Let's hear it.
Did Pittsburgh not want you back?
No, they didn't. It hurts to say that. Before I went into free agency, they told me, go out, test the market, see what you get. We're going to offer whatever they give you, and we want to make you a Steeler. We love you.
In your brain, you're like, this is where I want to be.
So I called them, oh, I got an offer from the Raiders. Like, I want to come back. What's the deal? And they were like, oh, good luck. Have fun.
Good luck and have fun. Man, they could have used Bob Spillane all these years. He's better than a lot of the people they've had at that position. I'll tell you that. Since Ryan Shazier, really, he's one of the best ones that they've tried there. They should have kept him. I'll tell you that. Do you agree with that, Dominator?
Yes. That was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast, which is actually a pretty good podcast. I mean, Robert Spillane was not a defensive superstar when he was here, but he was a pretty consistent part of the defense.
Yeah.
And they could certainly use him now, and to treat him like that is just a bad look. Like, come on, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. So, and then they dump all this money on Patrick Queen, and to his credit, Patrick Queen said, I wasn't good enough last season. He needs to be better. He just needs to be better. The Bob Spillane Bowl is going to be against New England this year. It seems like there's a Spillane Bowl every year. So that should be interesting. And then we have Ben from his podcast. He took some shots, didn't he?
We had a line that, you know.
Wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. I should set it up. I didn't think you were going right to that. You and I are like Roman Wilson and Aaron Rodgers right now. We haven't had enough time to work together. This is Ben talking about the horrific playoff loss. You're saying which one? And that's a great question. In Kansas City a few years back, where the Chiefs Could have scored 80 points if they wanted, right? I think the final was maybe 40-21. I don't remember. But this is what Ben said was the situation in that game.
We had a line that, you know, maybe was a little underprepared. Coaching staff that was probably a little underprepared to have us ready for stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that was tough.
Let me hear that again. That is tremendous.
We had a line that, you know, maybe was a little underprepared. Coaching staff that was probably a little underprepared to have us ready for stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that was tough.
Wait, you mean that Matt Canada and Steve Spagnuolo was a coaching mismatch in that game? Yeah, I think probably. You mean Kendrick? Was Kendrick Green the starting center in that game? I think so. Yeah, I think I have to agree with Ben there, and I love the fact that he put that out there. You?
I mean, that is a legitimate, scathing critique.
Scathing, yes.
Of the Steel, particularly the coaching staff, because to say that a coaching staff is underprepared for a playoff game.
Embarrassing.
I mean, talk about an indictment. I mean, my God.
So embarrassing. And that was, yeah, that was 2021. So you had Matt Canada as your offensive coordinator. And I believe you did have Kendrick Green as the center in that game. What a horrifying thing to have happen.
And that was also his final NFL season game.
Yeah.
Like an NFL game ever.
Right. Whose?
Big Ben's.
Yeah. Because he had the Cleveland home win before that. And I'm going to tell you this. I think I've said this before. And I think I was blind to it when it was happening. Ben's last two seasons in the NFL were blanking miraculous. They were miraculous. He went 21-10 with 55 touchdowns and 20 picks. I'm not going to say they sabotaged him intentionally in his final year, but certainly unintentionally they sabotaged him. They gave him Matt Canada and Kendrick Green. Kendrick Green, an undersized guard from Illinois who didn't want to play center and was god-awful at it. And you talk to any quarterback from high school through the pros and like where does your success start or where could it end immediately? And they'll say, if I can't trust my center, if there's pressure up the middle, I'm cooked. Ben had to deal with that his whole final year. And what idiots we were. I remember theorizing, why does Ben get rid of the ball so quickly? Because his arm isn't that good anymore, because of the scheme, because of his receivers, because of this, because of that. It's because he had people ransacking the guy in front of him, and they were right up in his face on every play. And this dude went 21-10 with 55 touchdowns over his final two seasons. Ben, if you're listening, I apologize for anything I might have said during those 2 years. Because what you did was borderline miraculous. Your best receiver 1 year was Chase Claypool. Ben made Chase Claypool. He also made Deontay Johnson, I might add. His final two seasons were incredible. That's what I would say. Matt Canada and Kendrick Green? Somehow we should go back and celebrate Ben's final year. Dom, we should have some sort of celebration. Could we invite Ben in and fete him with, I don't know, a cake or something? Dom, you're supposed to answer that.
Yeah, no, I'd be good with that. I mean, all time, Brett Favre is still better, but those final 2 years of...
Oh, no.
No, those final few seasons of Ben's career should not have been as successful, I'd say, as they were. No doubt.
55 touchdowns. And in that last year under Matt Canada, Ben almost made two of the most miraculous comebacks that I've ever seen in my life. And it's a fact that that offense only worked when he scrapped it and said, I'll do whatever the hell I want. And the best way to do that is to fall behind. Well, let's see here, 27-10 and 34-20. And then Ben brought them back in that Chargers game and almost won it. The Steelers went up 37-34 late in that game. And then, you know, the best, most highest paid defense in football blew it yet again by giving up a 53-yard pass to Mike Williams from Justin Herbert. What an absolute joke that defense was. Then we had the Minnesota game where Ben went 28 of 40 for 308, even though Chase Claypool was celebrating first downs on the final drive. He had Freiermuth, and you could argue Freiermuth dropped it or it was a great defensive play, whatever. Ben was incredible in that game. We haven't given him enough credit. We have not given that guy enough credit for his final 2 years. And I apologize to everybody out there for that, Dom, and you should too.
I apologize. I agree with you.
All right. Another soundbite, and these were great. This was our friend Paul from Washington. Paulie Pavilion, I like to call him. And one of the best things he does is insult Dom. Unfortunately, his call ended today with him swearing, so we had to cut the call, and that cost us a segment of callers. But we forgive him for that because of things like this. Introduce them and play them. Give them a little life, Dom.
All right, so here's the first Paul in Washington clip, taking a fun little shot at the show that follows us.
You were getting shots taken at you by Ozzy and Harriet there in the afternoon, Pony and Knucklehead.
Let me hear that one again. I like that. I like it a lot.
You were getting shots taken at you by Ozzy and Harriet there in the afternoon, Pony and Knucklehead.
Let's hear the next one. Please introduce.
Same thing, another shot at the show from 2 to 6.
Mahler couldn't spell Talon if you spotted him the T and the L.
Now, what about when he takes shots at you? I've noticed you leave those ones out.
And then that is number 3.
Intern Dom, he's still getting over his spanking.
Over his what?
My spanking that he apparently gave me last week.
I would have loved to have heard more. Let me hear that again, though. I like that.
Intern Dom, he's still getting over his spanking.
He said last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever you were in, that you belonged in the kiddie pool. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Resentful at all?
I mean, I'm not resentful because, you know, I won the argument. So, I mean, how resentful can I get? I even doubled down and said Bradshaw was overrated.
Oh. Dom's swimming in the deep waters here. We need to send him back to the kiddie pool.
I love that guy. He can't swear on the air, though. That's not good. And you said you had one more horrible hot take to add to what has been an amazing horrible hot take Wednesday, where you've said, among other things, the Will Howard injury is good for the Steelers in
yes.
the long run, that James Franklin didn't win any big games last year, even though he won 2 playoff games.
Yes.
And that next year's quarterback class is the greatest in draft history.
Yes.
What do you got for number 4?
So I can see into the future, essentially. Because people say, you know, oh, hot takes and just saying stuff to say stuff. A lot of this stuff turns out to be right.
So
you know, the whole Micah Parsons Cowboys thing does not appear to be going anywhere.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones even said, I have it here somewhere. Jerry Jones even said he is, quote, absolutely not confident that Micah Parsons will play week one. So I think a trade is in play here. If he does get traded,
yeah,
I know where he's going.
Buffalo?
Nope.
Where?
I know where Micah Parsons is going, and I'm very close to saying he is going to get traded to this team.
Please.
If Micah Parsons
Cincinnati
gets traded, he is going. In fact, I'll take it one step further. Micah Parsons is going to get traded before the season starts, and he is going to the Baltimore Ravens. There is not a doubt in my mind.
Are you insane?
There is no team that is more all in this season than Baltimore. Their top pass rusher, Kyle Van Noy, is 34 years old, and Micah Parsons is, for my money, the best defensive player in the league. So the Ravens, who, I'll tell you what, I don't know if any team and any quarterback and any coach needs to win a Super Bowl more than the Ravens and Lamar and John Harbaugh, I think they're going to trade for Micah Parsons. No doubt about it. Book it right here, right now.
Listen, Mike Florio did say the obvious candidates are the Bills and Ravens. Both want to get past the Chiefs. USA Today, big swing could come from the Ravens. I don't think that's a horrible hot take. I love that hot take. I wouldn't love it if the Ravens got him, if I were the Steelers. I'll tell you that. But I remember a few years ago writing and saying on these airwaves, Roquan Smith is out there for the taking. Go get him. They wound up making a trade where they fleeced the Bears anyway, right around that time. Roquan Smith was there for the taking, and they let the Ravens get him. They let the Ravens get him. That would have solved your inside linebacker crisis. You never go out and get Patrick Queen. You don't do half the things you've done because you have that guy in the middle of your defense. They didn't do it. It wouldn't surprise me a bit because I think what you said is true. I was just talking to our boss in the hallway that there's a few teams in the AFC who have a window to win. And if you're Baltimore or you're Buffalo, you've got, what, five more years of prime quarterback play from these guys, these two guys around there? If they ask for three first-round picks, what do you care? You've got Micah Parsons. Who cares about first-round picks? You have a window to win right now. I know a lot of people poo-pooing the idea of Parsons getting traded. I'm not. Because I
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think that he is the difference for any number of, there's a handful of teams that you put him on their team, they become the Super Bowl favorite, if you're not already, as the Ravens. And I think it has a decent chance of happening, what you said. Thank you, Dom.
Thank you, Joe.
You're supposed to say thank me, and then
I did.
You eventually did. Coming up, I have in front of me the game announcers for week one against the Jets, and also a little news item on the Jets quarterback. You might remember him. A man named Justin Fields. A lot of stuff coming out of Jets camp about him. So I'm going to tell you who's calling the game and about Justin Fields and his performance in training camp. That's coming up next on Pomp and Joe. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Aaron Rodgers apparently spoke, what, about 15 minutes ago at Steeler camp, so we just turned around the audio. I'm going to let the PM guys go to town with this. I'll just tell you this, is that Rodgers was very high on Roman Wilson, said the guy cares so much and is so damn talented, and they had a good day yesterday. So we'll see where that story goes. And then he says he'll play in the preseason if the Steelers want him to. To me, the question is, does he want to? You know, that's the bigger question to me, intern Dom, is does he want to? And that might sway Mike Tomlin either way. I'd like to hear more. And I wonder if he wants to. Or I wonder if he'll just, as Doran Dickerson said on our morning show, if he'll look at that controlled scrimmage against Tampa as the best opportunity to sort of get in sync as much as he can before the season where people can't tackle him. He'll have the old red shirt or yellow shirt or blue shirt on that says he can't be hit. He said the offense is starting to click this week. And that would appear to be true from what happened yesterday. I'm eager to hear what happened today. That's the advantage the PM guys have, is they can do things like that. Oh, limitless wonder. I mean, intern Dom, right?
Yeah, no doubt. As far as Rodgers goes, keep in mind, Joseph, that in Aaron Rodgers' first year with the Jets, he did not take any snaps in any preseason games. And then we know how that season ended. So I get that there's injury concerns if he does play, but, you know, you also kind of like getting players to throw the ball around a little bit, find a little bit of a rhythm,
yeah,
in-game movements and speed.
So yeah, I think you can get that from the controlled scrimmage, too.
Sure, I think that's the best solution here, but it's a fine line that they're walking.
What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Sunny with a high of 83 today and a low of Jaromir Jagr down at 68. It's been wonderful with you today. But speaking of the Jets issues and Justin Fields, they had their own issues with Aaron Rodgers last year. Let me read some of the headlines coming out of Jets camp. Justin Fields' brutal passing struggles continue at Jets camp. Jets Fields preach patience amid camp struggles. Jets, quote, not worried at all, even as Justin Fields' passing struggles deepen. He's having a horrible camp. Here's what I'll say about Justin Fields. It's no different than what I said last year. I would have picked him among the available quarterbacks, including Aaron Rodgers, but that doesn't mean I like him. It just means they had nobody good to pick from. I don't think Justin Fields is a good passer, and that's problematic at the quarterback position. And it's being borne out in New York, where this training camp has apparently been borderline disastrous so far. Not to mention, the thing that he does better than anything else is run. And he's had a toe injury, and the toe is still swollen. So I'd say things are looking up for the Steelers opener, intern Dom.
This is why I said Pomp hit rock bottom with his Justin Fields take, saying that he wanted him for this year. I hate to say I told you so, because it's training camp and, you know,
well, who would you have taken?
Anybody but Justin Fields. I thought Justin Fields was...
You would have taken Tyrod Taylor?
For the Steelers, I would have taken Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
I think that this will not work out with him in New York. He didn't work out in Chicago. I get that he started here and had an excellent start before Russell Wilson took over. But I don't buy it. And this is par for the course. And I think it's not going to end well in New York.
Game announcers for week one. You ready? Who do you think it is for Steelers at Jets?
If it's not Nance and Romo, then it's a shame.
I think you'll be happier with who it is. I mean, Nance and Romo, first of all, are doing an NFC game. They're doing Lions at Packers.
What?
Why wouldn't you do Lions at Packers?
Over Steelers, Jets, Rodgers, Fields?
Yes.
Bad job by CBS.
What?
Bad job.
All right. Well, take a guess. It's one of your Syracuse heroes.
No, it's probably Ian Eagle.
Yes, with J.J. Watt.
Oh.
And Evan, no, don't call me Chris Washburn.
It's a bad job by CBS.
I disagree.
They're just doing it because JJ gets to call one of TJ's games and, you know, Lions, Packers, which
is
a good
matchup. Are you insulting Ian Eagle?
No, I'm just saying Jim Nance is better. CBS has the AFC rights. Why are they doing an NFC game?
Is Spiro Dedes also a Syracuse guy?
I don't think so.
How about Andrew Catalan?
Maybe.
Tom McCarthy?
No.
Kevin Harlan?
Ugh. No, thank God.
You don't like him?
I hate Kevin Harlan. Oh, my God.
Hate is a strong word. He's working with Trent Green and Melanie Collins. Tracy Wilson, by the way, sideline on the Lions-Packers. I'm happy with that. I like Ian Eagle. And
he does
JJ
too many
Watt's
Steelers
okay.
games. He does too many Steelers games.
Ian Eagle?
Yeah.
I think that's insulting him, and I take offense to that.
It's not insulting him. The Steelers-Jets should have CBS's A-team.
Oh, wait a second. You don't you think I agree this is a pretty high profile game because it's Rodgers going back to New York. It's not higher profile than the Lions Packers.
Are you sure about that?
Those are two better teams.
This is Aaron Rodgers' Steelers debut.
Okay.
This is a big deal game. And it's Lions Packers, their NFC.
Well, what does that mean?
CBS is home of the AFC. Do the AFC's big game of the day.
Well, obviously they're home of the NFC too if they have Lions Packers.
I don't know what that's all about. But they should be doing the AFC's top 1 p.m. window game. Bad job by CBS. Terrible job.
Thank you, Dom. I'm glad that we ended on another horrible Dom hot take. He delivered many today. You delivered today. I love working with you. That was really fun. And I'll see you whenever I get back from my next vacation.
Sounds good, Joe. Always a pleasure.
See you, buddy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.